Welcome to the Stone World Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Camry, and with me today is Editorial Director Jennifer Riccinelli. Jen, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
Cold. I'm so cold, and I'm so tired of cold at this point that it needs to end.
I'm afraid it's just starting for us here in Jersey and Pennsylvania.
I know it is, and it's terrible. But luckily, we will soon be going to somewhere much warmer, and that is fabulous Las Vegas, where we are going to Tice. Let's talk a bit about Tice and kind of our excitement of going there, because to kind of kick things off, I got to talk to Dana Hicks, who works for Tice, and we got to kind of talk about what the show is going to be like. Some of the expectations people should have, that the fact is it's not too late to get your badge for Tice. It's not too late for hotels, but it might be getting kind of expensive. But yeah, it was a really good conversation, podcast, and article that we have for it too, talking about all of that. So it's really exciting, and it's an exciting time to start traveling again for the new year.
Absolutely. Always a good way to kick it off in Vegas. And that's great. I know you mentioned you were talking with Dana. He's a good friend of ours, and I'm sure he shared some new show features. I know last year they started the Women's Leadership Conference, and even for the first time, it was pretty big. So I know they did talk a little bit about that. I know the second annual one is coming up. Well, I'll be out there for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always cool to see the different things that they do. That's new and it's different. And with the new stuff going on, he kind of reiterated with the women's thing, that was kind of a very popular thing, and some of the session things that they're doing. But the big draw, it really seems this year, is that there are five shows going on at the same exact time out there, and that's going to be kind of huge.
Crazy big. Yes. I would book your reservations for dinner now.
Yes. Dinner. And that was, he kind of alluded to it with the hotels, saying, hey, you know, there's hotels, sure, but they're going to get expensive because we got five shows going on at the same exact time, including KBiz, which is also a very popular show. So just prepare yourselves for that.
Yes, KBiz, there's a lot of people that are going to be out there for that as well. I recently caught up with Christopher Grubb. He's a Beverly Hills designer. He's become a product designer. He's been seen on HGTV, but him and I go way back. He started his business a few years before I started with Stoneworld. So I knew him way back before he became as big as he is, but he's just a great down-to-earth guy to talk to. So I caught up with him, and he's going to be out there for KBiz. So he was like, if we can catch up. But that podcast is actually on our website now. And that was more general, talking about some kitchen and bath trends and textures that are big on stone and tiles. He also discussed a project that we'll do a video interview with that'll be coming up later on, beginning of next year. So that was cool. We were talking about it's going to be busy out there.
Yeah. And that's always the fun time, right, of Tice, is, after the craziness of the holiday season, starting the new year, getting to go see all these industry friends that you haven't seen for a while, because the last trade show was, realistically in Italy, which not everyone can go to, and it's always tough and whatever, but that's, back in September. So being able to see everyone's always a great time, really cool. And that's why I'm hoping to catch up with Irene, because we just did a podcast with Irene Williams, which should be going up any day now. And it was pretty interesting because we're talking more with social media with her. And she is a big advocate of being more efficient with your time, not just for your business, but for your mental health with it. And it's a really interesting conversation. It's a very different conversation. And she puts it in good perspective that, too often we look at social media as like, okay, it's just a way to drive revenue, but it is important for several other reasons, as well as being, a marketing tool, but being good for your mental health as well. So it was a really fascinating conversation.
Yeah, I've known Irene a long time too, and watched her career evolve. And you and I recently saw her at a conference, and she was talking about digital wellness and her new academy and how she's educating people. And I took some notes. It's like, when I have time, I need to start cleaning out my inbox, reducing some stress. But it's definitely important. You see how we are entering 2023. So how times change. That's a new term, new lingo, digital wellness. So I'm excited to listen to what she had to say as well.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely be good. So, like we said, we will be out there for Tice this year in Las Vegas. So this is going to be a weird call to everyone, but if you listen to this podcast and you see Jen or myself, like, let us know. We want to meet you. We want to know who's out there listening to us because we know there's a lot of you. But we want to meet you all. We want to, hear your thoughts of the podcast. And if you ever, want to sit down and talk to us, like, we're always there, and we'll be recording podcasts out in Las Vegas. And if you want to jump on one, and even if it's just talk for 5 minutes, that's awesome. We would love that.
Absolutely. I'm glad you made that call because I was going to say the same thing. Look at the numbers. People are actually listening to us. So, but yeah, let us know if you like what we're talking about, if there's more you want to hear us talk about, and if you do want to sit down with us. I think the more voices we have from the industry, I think others like to hear from others, their peers, what they're doing, sharing ideas, experiences. So definitely reach out.
Absolutely. All right, Jen. Well, I will talk to you next month. I will see you next month. And yeah, happy well, no, I guess it's already been the year, New Year. So I guess hopefully
Well,
everyone had a good
this
New
is
Year.
pre-recorded, so yeah, happy holidays. But when people listen to this, it will be 2023.
Yeah.
See
All
you
right.
in Vegas.
Take care.